And welcome to Across the Park, a show that some of the time is about sport. Wow, hasn't it been a huge week? Rhetorical question, of course, don't try and answer. Joel Custom is my name, and to help me bring you all the news you need to know are two very fine humans. First up, a woman who just stormed her way into the studio rocking a very lovely Bintang singlet. It's Gabby Morris.
Hey, hey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry.
Was I not meant to say hello first?
No, you were. I didn't get your clap in.
It's there. I got it. I clapped myself anyway.
And filling in for Mr. Rad this week is a man who says that if you just add a few veggies, a drug mule sounds absolutely delicious. Welcome, Stephen Hill.
Yep. Thank you. I was hoping there'd be some canned laughter, actually. But, you know, I'm actually just been appointed special envoy by Scott Morrison to sportiness.
Sportiness.
Yes. Congratulations.
I know. So, you know, I mean, obviously I'm used to saying embarrassing things. And, you know, people that say embarrassing and stupid things, they're just getting appointed envoys all the time at the moment. You know, Tony Abbott, Barnaby Joyce. So, I mean, I think it's a way of getting me out of the thing of, you know, saying crazy, silly things. But, yes, so I'll be doing my envoy moving, you know.
In sportiness.
Yeah, in sportiness. So I'll be, like, moving sporting events around when there's, like, a by-election. So, you know, there might be a grand final might move to Tasmania so we can get some Jackie Lambie preferences. We'll move one of the test matches to Antarctica. You know, we might then only lose 4-0 rather than 5-0 in the next test series.
Okay.
So, yeah, these are some of the ideas I've got as the envoy for sportiness.
Stephen, I feel you're far too smart for this show.
Yeah. Oh, God. He doesn't know what he's getting himself into. Actually, maybe we don't know what we're getting ourselves into. He's going to be talking, we're going to be like, don't know what he's saying.
But then again, do we sort of feel like that most weeks with Mick? Yeah, absolutely.
Most days of my life.
Stephen, you've pretty much just rattled off your own sporting credentials there, but anything else? You played any sports or anything in your heyday?
You know, e-sport wizard. E-sport wizard. I mean, this is the thing, you don't need to be an athlete these days. It's all e-sport.
E-sport is massive.
E-sport. E-sport. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you were saying there.
So I can now be an Olympic pole vaulter.
Wait, actually, I don't understand. What is e-sport?
Do you care to explain?
Computer games.
Oh, yep.
So there actually are competitive esport competitions.
Yeah, huge. You're right.
So I can say I am a champion pole vaulter because I play.
Wait a second. Somebody plays a video game playing pole vaulting.
Is that a game? I assume it is. There's if you played some sort of like Summer Olympics.
There's an Olympics PlayStation game. So yeah, I mean,
is there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I don't know if it's
FIFA Soccer Wizard. I could do all the fancy Maradona turns and things. So
isn't speed walking an Olympic sport?
Yeah.
That would be the most boring e-sport to play.
Exhausting too, because it's like, it's hours. Yeah.
You're sitting there.
Do you remember in the 2000 Olympics, we had gold, and she was doing the walking, and she was like only a couple hundred metres away from the thing. And she got the disqualification. How heartbreaking.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
She had two feet off the ground at once.
You can't not watch speed walking and not laugh. It is one of the funniest things ever.
It's like they just can't jog. But they're too busy to walk.
That just looks like they've got so much sass.
Yeah, it's very
so much
sass.
Attitude.
Very sassy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's almost as good as the 100-meter running backwards. Have you seen the 100-meter dash when it's done backwards?
No.
Like the world record holder of this, like he is the Usain Bolt of running backwards, where you actually do 100 meters backwards, and you know he does it in like 13. I mean, he does it faster than I could do running forwards in 100 meters.
Whoa.
It's totally insane.
I mean, that's not saying much, though, is it?
I know that is very true. But then again, in esports, like, watch out, Usain Bolt. I mean, I mean, just gotta keep pressing the buttons at the right time. And
true, you need to train your fingers, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it is, isn't it? There's the RSI factor, isn't there, in the esporting thing? And there are going to be all these esport athletes that are, you know, while, you know, the Aussie rules players all got their broken knees and, you know, the body's just going to be wrecked. The esporters, they're going to be, you know,
it's going to be serious arthritis.
Yeah, it's going to be serious arthritis, isn't there?
Is athlete the correct term? Do they call themselves athletes? Like, that's what you just said.
I don't know. I mean, but now Clive Palmer can be an athlete. That's the chance, you know.
I'd like to see him do pole vaulting. Oh. There you go.
With the pole. How well would the pole survive?
Gabby, any sporting news this week?
Yep, I kicked a footy around in the park.
Cool.
And then my legs were really sore afterwards. I literally did like 20 minutes of it. That's about it, really. And then went straight to the pub afterwards.
Oh, that's the best way to finish. You sort of teased us through the week. You said you met someone about
Oh, yes. I met the Badgerler. You guys know who that is? Stephen's face, right? Stephen's literally like blank.
The honey badger.
Yep, the honey badger.
You met
so, him. Infamous lady killer and also ball thrower.
Yeah.
He's, if people don't know, the rugby union player for Australia.
Yeah, I got it. Yes. And that's the end of the show.
Yeah,
it's our spot.
Yeah, I met him. A friend of a friend knew him, and we were at the pub, and he was there, and it was really intense. I actually really felt for him because he got swarmed. Like, people had cameras and filming him, and were like all up in his grill, and he didn't have a second to like sip a drink without having to like block people from like filming his face and getting in his grill. It was actually it was really sad. I was really excited to meet him, and then it was just pretty sad.
Yeah.
And then I told him to come on the show.
Really? Well, he's not here, so.
Yeah, I don't think he was that.
No, we got such draw power. I mean, this is.
Yeah. We got Stephen instead.
I mean, after opera.
You're a bachelor, though. Are you a bachelor?
Yeah, I'm a bachelor.
Yeah, we got the bachelor. There we go.
You could do the bachelor next year.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Whoa. I was thinking, we got the drawing power nearly of Oprah Winfrey, haven't we? I mean, we draw the big guests here. I was thinking, gee, who would turn us down?
Yeah.
I thought of this. Today, you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that you went into the Swans.
I did.
And you never talked about it.
No, we didn't. We didn't talk about it. Yeah, I went to the Swans HQ and we got a little tour around there. So this is through my work. So we took some young students down there and they do the thing where they take you down and you get down there and there's like, here's where they drink all the Gatorade and they sign in and da-da-da-da. But we normally don't do this, guys. We normally don't do this. But the boys have let us. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you the tour of the locker room. And we're all like, oh, sick. Cool. We're so special. And we get in there. And I kind of had this expectation it was just going to be this, like, epic place. It was just, like, just another locker room, really.
Yeah.
But they do have the engraving of all the players that have played. And they've got their number there. So
we sat
in Buddy Franklin's little seat and checked out. It picked up his boots, which are huge. And, yeah, we had a look around. And they have the hyperbaric chamber training room. Well, no, it's not just for recovering. It's for full training. And so Swans were the first to ever get, and it's like a $3 million, $2 million training session room. So it brings down the oxygen level. So you're training at a higher altitude. So then you get fitter and stronger quicker.
Yeah.
And then they also do use it for recovery as well. It's pretty cool.
Crazy.
And they have a little swimming, little tiny little swimming thing.
I guess that's a lot easier than flying to...
That's what it is! Tiny little swimming thing. Your face. You were nodding the whole way. Yeah? Yeah, say it. No? It's a pool, Gabby.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it was great. It was cool.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about sports that's happened this week. This F3 car crash.
Oh,
that
yeah, my golly.
Insane.
I know. That, yeah, yes.
So, German F3 driver Sophia, she can pronounce her last name, fractured her spine in an aerial crash in the Macau Grand Prix.
Sophia Feisch?
Yeah.
That'll
do. She's German, that was a bit French.
Yeah. It was. They're close. The fact that I just called it an aerial crash just goes to show how insane
it is.
It is almost an Air Jordan type crash, isn't
it? Yeah. It was the most insane thing I think I've ever seen.
Well, I've never seen it. Yeah. I'm just amazed how well, you think, oh my God, that's going to be terrible.
How was no one killed?
Killed, yeah. I was thinking, this is paralyzed for life.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I saw that. And, I mean, as much as I go, wow, I go, oh no, that poor person is the first thing that comes into my mind at the same time as I'm thinking, wow, that is one spectacular crash.
Yeah. Three people have been killed in this race.
Yes.
So a motorcyclist died last year in the same race. He hit the barrier. Yeah. Can we stop now?
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly.
What?
Yeah. People are dying. Probably should give it a rest.
Move so what happened was she actually, did she actually race. Collide with the other vehicle and that lifted her up and kept her going?
Hit the brakes so quickly that she had absolutely no time to react to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can see she actually had no brake. She was just accelerating.
Yeah.
So she clipped him at the top. She actually hit his helmet as she rocketed through.
And he's fine. He is actually fine.
Yeah, he was a bit sore, but he went to the hospital. And then she clipped him, went flying, obviously going, I think she was going
250 went into the photographer's booth. Can you imagine being the photographer and you're going, man, this race is boring. They're just going round and round and round. Yeah. You know what? I'll go see what's on Twitter at the moment. And suddenly this car comes towards you.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, and then the bureau chief will be going, have you got that photo? Have you got that photo?
Yeah.
It's like, if you haven't got that photo, you're going to be photographing the Australian cricket team for the next week. Because there was this car coming straight towards you. It would make a fantastic
surely
vision.
Someone would have had something.
Yeah. Oh, you got to hope so.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not really a thing with an audience. You really want a car coming at you at 250 kilometres
no.
an hour.
Also, no. I think 17.
17.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
How old are you in this country to get your licence?
17.
It's 17, okay.
Yeah, but so, you can only go 90.
So do you think she breached her piece? Do you think like there might have been some pee plate sort of, you know, I mean...
Yeah,
you know,
she's going to lose her life.
I'm wondering whether, you know, the people that organise the lockout laws might actually go over there and go, look, we're going to do Grand Prix now, and it's going to be like a 10 kilometre an hour is the maximum you can go, because we've got to have all the fun, police. So we'll have these like races where you can actually, people can run past the cars.
Okay.
So they'll be driving so slow, but it'll be nice and safe, but it'll be just so slow. It'll be like, you know, the snail equivalent of Grand Prix, which, you know, has its own sort of...
Yeah,
pizzazz to it, but you know, I mean, this is
well, they can do it backwards, like you were talking about the 100 meters.
Oh, yeah, I'm running
just
backwards.
In reverse.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah. I mean, why is there not a reverse Grand Prix? That would be that'd be fabulous.
Don't. Yeah, it is important to note that the 11-hour surgery went well for her. So she's fine. Everyone that, like you said, the photographers, I think there was about two or three of them got injured.
Yeah,
they're all fine.
Yeah,
a track marshal.
I mean, an 11-hour surgery that is insane on your spine.
Scary.
Yeah.
Boxing. Did you see this fight? Mm. Now, you also mentioned...
Wait, so let's just clarify. So the guy that was really terrible,
yes,
like really terrible, was playing another guy. To be honest, wasn't that much better.
No.
But he was wearing this like white tutu-y type furry thing.
Yes.
And I was like, that's not fair. That's really distracting. Like, how are you meant to... someone that's wearing that. It was like fully flowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Like,
so he had his shorts on. He has his regular boxing shorts and then just some sort of like an animal attached to him at the back and at the front on the sides as well.
Yeah.
And he, as he spins around and moves.
Skirty.
Very skirty.
Yeah.
Very skirty. And as he's moving around, you can see it just sort of flapping around in the wind.
Which anyway, I've never seen in boxing before.
No, it's more a wrestling thing, I would have thought.
Yeah,
sort
yeah, yeah.
Really.
I kind of feel like that's what you would wear as you come out. You're like, oh, yeah, look at me, I'm hot. And then you take it off, and then you're just in your, like, regulated...
Instructive music, don't you? You walk on and you fly on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do some, you know...
Yeah.
Some bad mouthing. And then you get knocked out within like 90 seconds or something, whatever it was. That's quite impressive. I'm not quite as good as the... Do you remember Mike Tyson's comeback match?
No.
I think the opponent lasted 10, was it 10? No, got knocked down in 10 seconds. Got defeated in 90. But yeah, it was basically, it was kind of like, it was over within, like, basically went up and went, doop. Well, I mean, mind you, if I was fighting Mike Tyson, I would have just been like, you know, do you know The Life of Brian with the gladiator thing where they're just running? I would just be like running around and go, oh, I'm hoping to go, oh, I think I had a cardiac arrest. And wait for like Tyson to just collapse from exhaustion. Because that's the only way that I'm not going anywhere near Mike Tyson's fist. It's just like,
Or can, just Mike Tyson in general.
No.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true, actually, yes.
So Emmanuel Williams was the guy's name. He lasted 84 seconds, so a little bit longer than the 10 seconds. This fight was broadcast live on ESPN, so, you know, it's a big thing.
Oh, okay.
It was an undercard. So
how much do you reckon they would have got paid for that match?
Oh, I don't know. And that's the thing, like...
Well, the guy that fought Tyson got $700,000.
Wow.
But Tyson...
I'd do that.
Tyson, you get knocked out. Yeah, you're knocked silly, you get $700,000.
10 seconds for $700,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty
easy
money.
I guess there's the concussion and the whatever...
the side effects.
No, but I would do the, he goes for a punch and I duck... And then pretend that I get knocked out.
Yeah, the other
thing is like, make the noise on your chest.
It's like professional wrestling. Remember the professional wrestling when they did the punch and they'd always kick the ground to make it look like they were like real punches? And the person would then stagger back. It is really choreographed.
I can't believe you just said fake wrestling.
Oh, it's real. I know. It's real. I won't mention about Stan or the Tooth Fairy either.
Children listen to this show, mate.
But Santa and Tooth Fairy are both very good wrestlers. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you should have seen Santa versus the Tooth Fairy. That was an epic fight. When Santa got up the top turnbuckle and did that dive, my golly, that was spectacular.
But anyway, he was dubbed the world's worst professional boxer. So there you go. Not
great.
At least,
like, you've got a title.
True.
You know, like...
Yeah, I know. It's a bit worried.
Nobody thinks about the people in the middle.
Exactly. Yeah. Who's second worst in the world?
Who gives a shit about that?
The mediocre boxer. Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Well done on censoring yourself there as well.
I might be going for worse sports presenter soon if this keeps going. So I might find out within like 30 minutes or time. Well, congratulations. As long as I get a giant check, it'll be all right. You know, one of those big big checks.
Yeah, yeah,
that'd be
checks.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would be very cool.
Oh, yeah. I can then live with the worstness of it if there's enough zeros in front of it, and one more number that is not a zero.
Yes,
yeah.
I'll be very happy with
a
that.
A 9 would be great.
Yes, yeah. A 9 or a 7 or
another 1.
Yeah,
yeah. A few more commas and
yeah. Look, some sport that's been happening around here. We've had a lot of cricket and soccer happening. If like me, last Saturday night, if you're a loner. I'm a loner.
Mm.
I live alone. And we're going to get deep.
This
now.
Gets into like a relationship counseling radio show.
No relationships. Look, last Saturday night, home alone, the soccer was on and the cricket. Mm. It was a perfect night for people like me because I could just sit back, flick through and just watch both sports. I loved it. We'll talk soccer first just quickly. It was the Aussie men's. They played
Korea.
South Korea. Thank
yep.
you very
yeah,
much.
Korea Republic or South Korea? Yeah.
Yeah, what are they? It's Korean Republic.
Yeah,
thought, I think.
Yeah.
It was 1-1. Fantastic. Yeah. We
last
did this to the
last
year.
Last goal, and you know.
Yeah, now they
dominated the game and again sort of only got away with a draw, which kind of is a bit of a Socceroo tradition, unfortunately.
Did you see any of the game, Gab?
No. Okay, I thought they won.
No, it was 1-1.
Who did Cahill and.
That was Lebanon on the.
That was Tuesday's game.
Oh, that was Tuesday's game. Sorry.
Yeah, it was fun to watch because, like, Korea had pretty much scored early on and led the 1-0 pretty much the whole time.
All right.
And then it goes into the extra time, so after the 90 minutes, they said it was going to be 3 minutes. And we scored in the 94th minute. Yeah. So it was like the ref was like, come on, just get one.
Why? Hang on, if they had scored and it was 1-0, why was there overtime?
There's always overtime for just injuries.
Yeah, injury time, I should say. Sorry, stoppage time.
Oh, injury time.
Sorry,
okay,
not extra
time.
You're right.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that? You're not happy about.
Well, no, not really. Like,
Think of the amount of times people dive.
Yeah, but that's why we need to rechange the way that we play football, right?
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Get out.
And now you've got video ref too. The extra time's actually longer now with video ref, if you have like a video ref referral.
So, yeah, exactly.
I'm
taping games on my DVD recorder. And because there's like video ref all the time, sometimes it's like runs for another 10, 15 minutes. And I missed like the last few minutes of injury time, which is the most dramatic part of the game.
Yeah, I just think
Will they hang on? And then suddenly, oh. Game's over. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think
if you've been given it,
like I get if it's a draw, right? But with injury time, if it's going over, like, you know, that's, I don't know how I feel about that. I think that it takes away from the match. I think that it takes away from, you know, we've been given 90 minutes to play a game of soccer that it should sort of abide
by.
The
problem is that you have these 90 minutes of soccer and some guys do the performance where they fake injuries for about 20 minutes or 10 minutes of the game where they are walking off and it's like they've got 20 minutes to go, we're leading by a goal to nil, so let's I need the stretcher, I need the stretcher, man, and someone will go, I mean the cramp's probably legitimate, so I'm not going to say most of the fake. I'm not.
Yeah, it doesn't take long though to just get someone off though, like just roll them off.
Yeah, roll them off.
Like, you know what I mean?
Drag them off.
Or get off. Like,
yeah.
Like I think there's got to be like, or you know, we change it where there isn't injury time given.
Yeah,
that's it. Like then it will probably get rid of that diving and that drama.
Yeah,
I'm still partial to performing. I just think it's always exciting, and you know when they hold up the board and you go, how many minutes are there left? It's like, particularly if your team's behind or even front, and you go, oh no, not another 7 minutes. We've got to hold on for seven minutes.
Yeah, but then you like, then it was tied. Then shouldn't there have been, oh no, it's not a final.
Soccer always has draws.
Yeah.
It's not a final. So then it's like,
No penalty shootouts and extra time and golden and silver goals and
So we also played on Tuesday night, which we won.
Yep.
3-0 against 3-0. Lebanon. Team Cahill's last game.
Yeah. Fabulous.
For Australia.
Yeah.
38 years old.
He's not finishing playing football, though.
He's still playing in India. Yeah, so he's just, he's retiring from international soccer.
Yeah.
Which is always, and it's great to have the send-off. Like, I just think for someone who's been a great servant for the country for about 15 years, it's, you know, it's great to be able to,
definitely.
Just to send them off and go, thank
he
you.
He had a pretty great rather, cheer.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone was pretty,
Yeah, like when he sort of started warming up on the sideline.
Yeah, everyone was like,
lost it. Like, the game was not even being watched. Everyone was excited to see Tim Cahill walk up and down the sideline for a bit.
So, he plays for India?
He plays in the Indian Premier League.
I didn't know
there is
the Indian Premier League.
Yeah.
And so, does he live there?
Well, he would live there for a while.
Yeah, I guess.
For
six months or something.
I thought he was playing for England.
He went back to England to play with Millwall before the World Cup. He didn't get many games. But after his contract with Millwall expired at the last...
even when he was younger, he didn't play for I thought he played for...
Oh, when he was younger.
Yeah, he played in Millwall. He played for Millwall and he played for Everton for quite a few
years. Everton, that's right.
Then he went to Major League Soccer and played in the New York Metrostars. But he's mainly remembered for his years in Everton. That was when he was probably at
his
peak.
That's right. I remember when he... Yeah.
But he did a fantastic job. I mean, he actually changed his style. Like, when he lost his pace, like, because he used to be the box-to-box midfielder, he wasn't a striker. The way he actually changed his game when, like, some of these really good players are able to do that.
It's clever.
Yeah. No, they're not like...
It's a good athlete.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really something to be able to do that because, you know, some people
38.
Have to,
38, yeah.
Yeah. Some people...
I hope I can, like, run around at 38. Yeah.
No, it's a. I mean,
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
he scored all those goals. Like, I mean,
50 goals. Yeah, that's right.
How many times did he save us? I mean,
yeah, I know.
That's the thing. And who, so, we have to find the Cahill replacement.
Yeah,
we couldn't,
Boyle.
We couldn't cryogenically freeze him. Unfortunately, that.
What about this new
that's
guy
right,
Boyle?
Martin Boyle.
Well, there you go. Yes,
scored Scottish. Two of the three goals on Tuesday night.
Yep. See you, Cahill.
So, yeah. So we've forgotten all about now.
Wait,
new flavour.
Also on was the cricket, which. Sort of was actually exciting if you watched last night's game, whereas on Saturday, Australia played South Africa in just a one-off T20. Do you remember what T20 is?
You're
even looking.
I was like, what's happening in the corner? A chair.
A chair there.
Empty chair.
I wonder who could sit in that chair.
I feel like I'm going to try and like watch a bit of cricket because I feel like I really bag it out. But I haven't really given it a red hot go.
Okay.
Like the T20, maybe that sounds more exciting. Like it looks like and sounds like from what Mick was saying last week. Yeah, that sounds a bit fun.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Just
it's a quick
thrashing it
out.
Yeah.
It's basically the baseball equivalent of sort of cricket.
Yeah.
Although, have you ever watched a game of baseball?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, God.
there's a lot more gaps in baseball. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us what happened.
Okay. Well, look, I just wanted to mention that we lost to South Africa.
Yeah. Well, no shame in losing to South Africa.
But we played India last night and we beat them, which is really surprising because they have Virat Kohli in their team, who's like the best batter in the world.
Right.
Good bowling lineup. Yeah.
Great bowlers, yeah. But they played really well, and it was rain affected. Like the South African game was rain affected. It became, I guess, a T10 game. They didn't play the 20.
Wait!
Yeah, I know.
Now you're getting confused. Yeah, yeah.
What the hell's a T10 game?
Well, it's not.
Sounds like a T. Yeah.
We could go down a T2. T2. We could just have like 12 balls and just.
Why is it called? Is it? Oh.
T20.
It's 20, yeah. 20 overs.
20 overs. Okay, 20
overs,
I knew that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. But it was so, it rained so much last week that they had to cut it short by, they cut 10 overs for each team.
So it's called the T10.
Well, they didn't call it the T10.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, we can, because that's what it was. And now people are actually saying, oh, is T10 better because it's even faster? No.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
How about T-nuns?
Because you have T1 delivery. They walk out for like one ball and, okay, you got one ball.
Yeah, that's it.
So you are chasing four runs to win now.
It's like
next
roulette. Cricket.
All right, guys, we are a very sophisticated show, and I think that flatulence is sort of, those sort of jokes are beneath us.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, God. Come on. Here we go.
Come on. That was.
This is turning into the footy show.
Don't say that.
But, you know, I'm sure that the whoopee cushion has a long tradition, hundreds of years tradition. I'm sure people were, you know, sitting on the campfire before.
What, your bum hole?
And yes, that sound would erupt. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Guilty.
There was a grand slam of darts played through the week. This made headlines all over the place. The recent grand slam of darts has seen absolutely farcical scenes after two players had a match almost derailed entirely after each accused the other of dropping horrific farts. It became such a big thing that...
Is this like a live coverage as well?
Yes,
like,
this is... In front of a crowd, and they're sort of both pointing the finger at each other. And I don't even have written down here who won. It doesn't even matter. The fact that they just at each other about who
won
farted.
The fart battle.
There were some great quotes I read. This one, it was bad. It was a stink. Then he started to play better, and I thought he must have needed to get some wind out. I'm not even sure if he said that.
Is this actually a joke? Or is
no,
this real?
This happened. Mm. Yeah. Another person said, normally, if I fart on stage, I shit myself. And you know that because I told you in a documentary. So this has obviously happened before.
What?
I know. It darts. Like, this is a pub game.
This is what I've always wondered. Why is darts gendered? Why can't women and men play each other in a... in a competitive...
Does make sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
There's absolutely no... I mean, that makes sense for a lot of sports, but also darts, so weird.
I wanted to quickly mention curling, a sport we don't talk about.
Oh, I know. It's such a greatly neglected sport, and it is just such a great thing to watch. Not.
Imagine trying to make a sport like curling more exciting. A team of professional curlers have been booted from a World Curling Tour event for being drunk while competing. There you go.
Do they get, like, suspended or...?
Yeah, they...
Maybe they get forced to sweep the floors. Maybe that's what they like. They're punished because they just like have to sweep.
I mean, they're already good at that. Don't tell him. Yeah, so there you go.
Wow.
Curlers in trouble for drinking. Mm. And now they reckon curling, it's a massive thing to be drinking. It's part of the
curlers
event.
Have drinking problems.
Yeah, yeah. Someone said that the bar staff had to cut them off before they went out to go
no
out
way.
And do their... What do you call it? Curl?
Shushing.
Shushing? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
No, it sounds right.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I like that. Anyway, that brings us to this. Curling person or character from Murphy Brown. I really stuttered over that because I couldn't read my own writing.
You still had the voice, though, so it was perfect.
That's not me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sticking with the curling theme, it's a drunk game of our own. Unfortunately, after 20 years off our TVs, Murphy Brown is returning next week. Did you know this?
I don't know what this is. It's an American show.
Yeah, it's an American show.
Sorry. I could have told you this.
I was like, guys, I want to know what this is.
Yeah, it was a show about a woman who I think had a drinking problem and then she went on to do host a news program.
Yeah,
that's us.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Murphy Brown is her name.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Stephen, you've not played our games before.
No,
so
I'm getting a bit nervous here.
Gabby go first. Kevin Martin. Is Kevin a Canadian retired curler, an Olympian and a world four-time Canadian champion and member of the World Curling Hall of Fame nicknamed the Old Bear? Or Murphy's best friend and sometimes competitor who is an investigative reporter and the only person who addresses her as Murph?
I'm going to go with, this is obvious, we know this, obviously.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's the Canadian Olympian.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Stephen's like, how did she know that?
You've been watching curling on the side all this time.
Okay, Miles Silverberg. Stephen?
Yeah,
Miles.
Sounds like a porn star.
That's a mild porn star name.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It's pretty mild.
A Canadian curler and two-time Olympic gold medalist who is the author of the book Fit to Curl and the inventor of the stabilizer curling broom, or a yuppie Harvard graduate and overachiever originally from public television who was appointed the new executive producer of FYI during Murphy's stay at Betty Ford.
I'm going to go the second one.
Do not get him to repeat it, please.
Yeah, we could get you to repeat it, but I won't.
You're right, mate. Well done.
Hey.
You got it. Nailed it. Gabby, Jennifer Judith Jones. Okay.
I already know the answer.
Okay.
Because guess what?
What?
She's from Murphy Brown.
Ah.
Damn it.
Anyway, completely wrong.
Tell us about Jennifer.
Okay. Jennifer is actually a Canadian curler who was the Olympic champion in curling as skip of the Canadian team in the 2014 Sochi Games.
Huh.
Yes, there you go.
Good old Jen.
And Stephen, to finish us off, Eve Muirhead.
You could win.
You could win here.
There's a prestigious prize.
I've never really done that, winning or losing.
But I'm going to put you off with my stare.
This is like the gamesmanship stuff, you know. This is the trash talking.
Eve Muirhead.
I'll put you off with my skirt.
Well, there was a guy who was like chess champion in Australia, and he complained he lost the chess match because his opponent kept staring at a cleavage, and he said her cleavage was distracting. I'm like, my God, you lost a chess chance because you lost the chess game, not because you were.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and you really should not be just staring at the cleavage the whole time. Because it's trying to. Just came.
Sucked in, mate.
Eve Muirhead. Is Eve a Scottish curler who won a bronze medal at the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi as part of Team Great Britain and is the 2013 world champion, or a veteran TV producer who did not have a background in journalism but instead had made a career as a producer of game shows just like this?
Game shows like which?
Just like you
turned and we were like...
Yeah, we were expecting some sort of...
Sorry, I had no joke or anything lined up. So, yes, Eve Muirhead, a...
Don't repeat it!
I'm going to go British curler, but I, yeah, it's...
Well done. Oh, I'm sorry, that shouldn't have played. You were right. I'm not sure why that played after that.
Oh, at least there was the farting sound. That was the one thing.
Yeah.
Guys, that brings us to the end of the show. What are you doing? I didn't do that.
Sad.
Oh, I'm sure.
We're all walking down with our heads down low.
Come back. I can't wait for another week.
Stephen, thank you so much for filling in for Mick this week.
Not a problem, yeah.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks for being yourself.
Being me.
And we didn't even mention Hopawati.
Oh, we didn't.
Let's not.
Thumbs up to Hopawati.
Yeah.
All young Hopawati. To live with dead Hopawati.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.